call it a blueprint for overhaul of a kingdom. The plan unveiled by Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman aims to wean the population off oil. Subsidies will be slashed, companies privatized, and even a share of his crown jewel, the state energy giant Saudi Aramco, will be sold. The 30-year-old prince said the country has been addicted to oil and the wealth it has provided.
The oil today became like constitution, the holy book, the sunnah, and the oil, and that is very dangerous. We have addiction to oil in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Everyone has it.
Mohammed bin Salman is a man in a hurry. To address youth unemployment at nearly 25%, he wants to boost the share of the private sector to 65% and double the size of the economy to $1.6 trillion, all part of his Vision 2030. I asked the regional head of the International Monetary Fund if this will amount to economic shock therapy.
The way I see it is that it's important to lay out end-game vision. And in that sense, you know, that vision may be a bit of a shock to some people, but clearly that is where the Saudi Arabian economy has to go. That is where a number of other Gulf countries in their own way will need to go also, with a very different kind of economy.
The kingdom's new plan dovetailed with the IMF regional forecast, which remains dismal due to low oil prices and conflict. The hardest hit remains the crude exporting countries, including Saudi Arabia, which are adjusting to a new reality. Growth is projected at just 1.8%, with average budget deficits remaining high at 12.3%. The IMF talked of writing a new social contract after the old cradle-to-grave benefits are phased out. The youthful prince in the region's largest economy is the first to give it a go. John Defterios, CNN, Abu Dhabi.